This week, the Public Religion Research Institute released the findings of the wide-ranging 2015 American Values Survey. It's an invaluable look at where things stand, and its annual nature offers great insights into trends and important changes inside the numbers. I'm very pleased to welcome PRRI founding CEO Dr. Robert P. Jones back to State of Belief Radio. Robbie, it's been too long. Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
So the good news is the survey headline is anxiety, nostalgia, and mistrust. Why so gloomy?
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of good news in this survey. So this is our sixth annual American Values Survey. It's interviews with over 2,600 Americans. And what they basically tell us is that it is pretty gloomy. Whether we're talking about economics, whether we're talking about their sense of the direction of the country, their own future prospects, Americans are pretty anxious, they're pretty mistrustful, and particularly for many white Americans, they're looking back at, you know, a kind of presumed golden age of the 1950s and feeling like that might be a better time to go back to than the one they're in.
One of the most eye-catching patterns seems to be the divergence among different groups in their perspectives. I'm thinking of how much more negativity we see from the Tea Party as they view the future than anybody else, and how much more negatively black Americans view the criminal justice system than white Americans. How stark are these contrasts, Robbie?
Yeah. Well, you know, it is, I think, a troubling thing from, you know, the standpoint of a healthy democratic society, that we're both seeing very large racial gaps, particularly between white, non-Hispanic Americans and African Americans. And also, you know, these partisan divides are just, you know, large and getting larger. And, you know, and these two things are related. I mean, that we have, you know, the Republican Party is predominantly white. The Democratic Party is very, very diverse, and so minority views kind of weigh in there. So these two things are very related. But, you know, these gaps we're talking about are 20, 30, 40, on some questions even 50 percentage points. So they're very, very large.
So are overall trends really that negative, or is it just certain populations that are kind of dragging the rest of the statistics in their direction?
Well, it's a little of both. You know, so, you know, on the one hand, we're finding, even among all Americans, if you ask very specific questions, you know, even about kind of things on the ground, so not just kind of up in the sky, how are things in Washington, but really asking people, how are things in their own communities? We have seen an uptick in Americans overall reporting an increase that crime is a major problem in their community, that racial tensions are a problem in their community. And I think maybe one of those single most telling statistics in the whole survey is that more than 7 in 10 Americans, 72%, say that they feel that they believe the country is still in a recession. And we've been asking that question since 2012, and the numbers are essentially unchanged. And that's despite the fact that, you know, a lot of economists are telling us that we're no longer in a recession, that things are better, but it's not getting down to the ground. It's not trickling down into people's everyday lives.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if the negativity that we see in these figures is really from the contrast with a better day, or is it just as they look around and see how they're living and what their struggles are, they'd say it whether they even remembered a better day?
That may be true. I mean, we certainly see, you know, less pessimism among younger Americans than we do among older Americans, but it's still not a, you know, rosy picture. I think younger Americans are still having trouble finding jobs. So when they get out of college, they are carrying a lot of debt. So I think it's tougher. And, you know, this generation looks back at their parents' generation and is concerned that their lives aren't going to follow the American dream story of, you know, every generation taking a step up the ladder. Just one number here. You know, we asked this general question, do you think America's best days are ahead of us or behind us? So 3 years ago in 2012, when we asked that, a majority of Americans, not a big majority, but a majority, 54%, said that they thought America's best days were ahead. Only 38% said that they thought America's best days were behind us. Today, the public is evenly split. 49% say best days ahead of us. 49% say best days are behind us. And again, big, big partisan splits on this question. No one more pessimistic than the Tea Party. Two-thirds of the Tea Party saying America's best days are behind us, but also 6 in 10 Republicans saying America's best days are behind us, and Democrats are just a mirror image with 6 in 10 saying our best days are ahead of us.
Huh. What else stands out for you when you look at these findings carefully?
Yeah, you know, the other thing that sticks out to me is the racial divisions, and particularly, you know, in the wake of Ferguson, killing of Michael Brown, Baltimore, that we have seen a number of incidents of killings of unarmed African-American men by police. So we asked a question about, do you think recent killings of African-American men by police are isolated incidents? Are they part of a broader pattern of how police treat African-Americans? Here again, we see very, very large divides along racial lines. So 8 and 10, 1% of African-Americans say these killings are part of a broader pattern of how police treat African-Americans. But when you ask white Americans, two-thirds of white Americans say they're isolated incidents. And, you know, it's interesting that we see, you know, these patterns going down. And if you look even at religious groups on these questions, they don't look much different. I mean, the religious groups fall out basically by race, with, like, white evangelical Protestants more than two-thirds saying these things are isolated incidents. Even white mainline Protestants, which, you know, come from a tradition that had a strong tradition of supporting the civil rights movement, they really don't look much different than white evangelical Protestants on this question. So race is really trumping kind of religion and even kind of history here. What I think to set this up to think about is, with terms of something like racial reconciliation, and a lot of churches are trying to have these conversations, but the kind of biggest barrier is that white and black Americans don't even perceive the same problem to exist. So it's very hard to get to talking about solutions when you can't even agree on a problem.
Hmm. If you have a way of showing me it's not as bad as I'm taking it to be, this would be a really good time to tell me that. Because I see disturbing growth in the percentages of Americans across the board who just don't trust each other if the other person is different.
Certainly big mistrust in institutions, not a lot of trust in the media, not a lot of trust in the government, certainly not a lot of trust in big corporations. But there are a few places in the survey where we are seeing some unity that cuts even across party lines, ideological lines, and even racial lines. And where that is really what I would call around populist economic policies. So one big picture question, for example, concerns about people having equal opportunity have ticked up by 10 percentage points just over the last year. So a year ago, 55% of the country said they agreed that one of the biggest problems in the country is that we don't give everyone an equal chance in life. That number's up to 65% today. And where that has led to is, I think, some bipartisan agreement on some really basic issues, such as the minimum wage. So if we ask about raising the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour, there is overwhelming support. 76% of Americans agree with that statement, including 60% of Republicans and 91% of Democrats. So this is a bipartisan issue. And also we ask about really basic family-friendly work policies, like should businesses be required to provide paid sick days? Should businesses be required to provide paid parental leave for the birth or adoption of a child? More than 8 in 10 Americans agree with those statements. So there are some places that would actually address the economic anxiety that exists in the country that would be, you know, bridging issues across the partisan divide. I mean, those issues are out there. We're heading into the presidential election year, and the first campaigns that really realize this is a place where we can build some bridges, I think will really have some traction.
Hmm. There is an increase in the number of people who consider Islam incompatible with American values. And sadly, that number is up. But my question is, why do you think so many more evangelical Christians, for example, think that as opposed to, say, Catholics and especially the religiously unaffiliated?
So we were out of the field far, you know, ahead of the attacks in Paris. But we are nonetheless showing over the past few years an uptick in concerns about terrorism. So, in fact, terrorism in this last survey was tied with jobs and unemployment and health care as the number one critical issue that people said were critical. Mm-hmm. And among Republicans, terrorism is by far the number one issue. 79% of Republicans say it's a critical issue to them personally, and that's way out ahead of jobs and unemployment, which is usually topping the list. So even before the Paris attacks, particularly Republicans, mm-hmm. I think were primed to have terrorism concerns be at the top of their agenda. I think it's why we've seen the kind of Republican presidential candidates kind of leaping on this issue and tying together the refugee crisis and terrorism. Mm-hmm. And we've also seen this uptick in the last couple of years, this question we had about whether the values of Islam are at odds with American values and way of life. We've been asking that question since 2011. Typically, the country is evenly divided on that question. Mm-hmm. And for the very first time this year, we're seeing 56% of Americans, so a majority, agreeing with that statement. And as you said, the group that really stands out are white evangelical Protestants, among whom 73% agree with this statement. So I think part of it is partisanship. You've got to remember that white evangelical Protestants are overwhelmingly Republican and are taking their cues, I think, in many ways from the Republican candidates. I also think we have historically seen the biggest antipathy between white evangelical Protestants and their attitudes toward Muslims. And really, no matter whether we ask a question about Muslims in general, about Islam, white evangelical Protestants have historically had the greatest antipathy. And I think part of it comes from a very conservative foreign policy. Part of it is religious and seeing a kind of clash of civilizations model between the two religions that I think is less operative among Catholics and mainline Protestants. And then part of it is partisanship, but they all move in the same direction to push evangelical Protestants into this territory.
This is the sixth annual PRRI American Values Survey. All of them have had good news and bad news in them. I've got to ask you, are the negative trends that you found this year as bad as they've ever been, or is that just a short memory on my part?
No, I think you're right. There are very few things that we looked at, I think, that pointed in a more optimistic direction. Almost all the economic indicators, the kind of concerns about, like, just one more example of that, you know, just even kind of basic measures of tolerance. A couple of years ago, we asked about people, whether it bothered them when they came into contact with immigrants who spoke little or no English. Only 40% of Americans said that that bothered them. And today, that's up 8 points, to 48%. So all the measures that we're measuring in this are going in that direction. I think the one place, again, that may be happening is that economic concerns may be, even though they're moving in a more negative direction, it may actually be leading Americans to cross party lines and to come to some kind of practical solutions like raising the minimum wage or more family-friendly workplace policies. These are the kind of basic kitchen table issues. So if there's a kind of silver lining here, it may be that in the wake of these kind of economic pressures, Americans may be willing to kind of come together to work for some really practical solutions.
The 2015 American Values Survey has just been released by the Public Religion Research Institute. Go see for yourself. Go to publicreligion.org. Dr. Robert P. Jones is founding CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute. Robbie, again, this is great work, and as always, we thank you for the hard work you do and for taking the time to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
Oh, thanks, Weldon. I'm always happy to be here. I always end up learning something myself from these conversations.